Our next speaker, Till Jaeger, is both a practicing lawyer and a partner of JBB Law Firm in Munich, and a leading thinker on the legal and political aspects of free software and copyright law. He's one of the founders of the EFOS Institute and other Creative Commons affiliate institution in Germany. And many of you will know him and the EFOS Institute for its groundbreaking German language publications on the free software and legal questions of the information society in the field of intellectual property. His eminent expertise made him an obvious candidate for the translation of the Creative Commons licenses into German law. I'm very pleased we could convince him to work with us. Please give Till a welcome.
Thank you. The entertainment is over now, I'm very sorry. I'm a lawyer too, but I have to talk about daily work of a lawyer, about the adaption of Creative Commons licenses to German law. So I'm a little bit sorry about that, but for all people who want to work with German Creative Commons licenses, perhaps I can lighten up a little bit why we have so much differences. These differences are interesting if you look at the retranslation, the English retranslation. If you look at the licenses, you think they are completely different. Are they completely different? This is one point of my statement. But first of all, I have to thank you, all the people who helped me on the way to this adaption. This is Christiane coordinating the Creative Commons national projects, because this is an iCommons process. This is not only here for the German adaption. And I have to thank Gerd and Roland from the German team, and Julia as well from IFROS team, who helped me a lot to discuss the issues and who had made the Austrian adaption as well. So have a look on the agenda. The most important thing I want to talk about is about the goals of adaption. What are the thoughts behind that? And then we will go into some details. Perhaps interesting what is change of the wording, perhaps for the content of the licenses. And in the end, we have a look on future tasks, because I said this is a process. It's not finished yet, so we have to look what is going on in the future of Creative Commons International and Creative Commons Germany as well. And this will be the task of Professor Dreyer for the future, the head of German Creative Commons. So we haven't done our work from the scratch. We have a good example here, and that are the free software licenses. If you look at the GPL, perhaps you have been here yesterday. The GPL has been enforced in Germany, so you can see the model of licensing to everybody to make free works that works. So we have learned a lot of these licenses, and that makes it much easier, this work of adaption of Creative Commons licenses, even if software and other works differ quite a lot. And another point for the introduction, of course, we had to resist the temptation to make a better license. Because lawyers always think, oh, I can do it better. But this is not the goal of this work, because what we need is international coherence. So the task was to make the adaption as close as possible to the original licenses from the ideas, from the content, not from the wording, but to find really a smooth adaption of these licenses. But of course, main importance of it was validity under German law. So it's sure we want a license that works under German law. And as Professor Dreyer has emphasized, copyright system and author law system in Germany are completely different. So we are really on different systems, and we have to find, or we try to find, a bridge between the two systems in these licenses. So that was the main goals. And what happened? What was the points we had to discuss? The first decision to make was the question what the subject matter of the licenses should be. Just copyright? What is copyright? Copyright is about works, but what we have as well are related rights or neighboring rights. That means rights of performers, of databases, right holders, of broadcasters and producers of phonograms. So what about them? So the intention of the Creative Commons licenses is to have to be as extensive as possible. So for films, it's important to give the right not only for the copyright holders, but for the artists as well. If not, you are restricted in your possibilities and rights. So what we made is we put the copyright and neighboring rights into the license, though you can use it for all kind of copyrights in the larger sense. The second point is, even if you are into the copyright or the neighboring right, you have a lot of different rights, which one you take. And we have learned from the US Creative Commons licenses that you have an enumeration of rights in section 106. That's the wording into the original Creative Commons licenses. But if you translate it, doesn't give any sense for German readers and for German lawyers as well. So what to do? What we have done, we have taken a look into our law and taken the list over there with all the rights, and we have taken these rights into the licenses. So it's clear every different right is licensed by the Creative Commons license and the German adaption. I will bring one example. You can see that makes really a difference. If you read the US version, you can see you have the right to distribute the work. Though if you take the same wording, if you make just only a translation, distributing, you would say in German, verbreiten. So, but then you would make a big mistake if you had an adaption only verbreiten. Why? Because the meaning in the United States of distribution is not only the right to have distribute physical copies like a CD-ROM or something like that, but as well to distribute over the internet. But in German law, we have two rights for that. We have the distribution right and the making available to the public. So we had a completely different wording to have the same effect, to bring it to the sense of the license. Another point are the definitions. Of course, the definitions in US law and German law are completely different, so we have taken them from the German side. Very important is, as Professor Dreyer has already explained, the difference of the copyright system and the author law system concerning moral rights and the fair use concept. So I do not have to explain much about moral rights, you have heard it, but as Professor Dreyer said, it's not possible to waive them. So we have to accept that there are moral rights who restrict the possibility, for example, to modify the work. There is a limitation, and we have to accept that. I don't think that is in practical work that will be a real gap, a big difference. But to make the license valid, it's good to have this exception inside the license. Other point is fair use. In our law, we have not the expression fair use. That isn't. So as explained, we have limitations, an enumeration of limitations in the law. This is in all over the European Union. And there's no analogy. So you have to be into the enumerated limitations. And this part is out of the license. So if you have a use what is covered by this limitation, you don't need the Creative Commons licenses. This is parallel to the fair use. And perhaps another little point how you could have a mistake with what linguists call false friends, because if you make a translation word by word, it could be come to mistakes. It said exchange of works is allowed even if the commercial use is not allowed by the license version non-commercial. So the idea is file sharing should be allowed even if the commercial use is not allowed. And in the license it is said exchange of the work. So if you say in German Tausch, Werktausch, you would have a big problem because the meaning of Tausch is already in the German law, and this means it's commercial. So we had to find another word to bring this on the point. And the last thing from the details are, of course, warranty and liability. We have a complete different system. So we have to look how to free the licenses from their warranty and liability and to bring it to the German contract system, what is quite different. But this is are really legal details, and if you have questions on it later on, I will try to answer it. So in the end, I will come to the future tasks. Oh, I said before, we are not ready with the whole system, but there are problems not only or not primarily inside the license, but also in the whole legal system. So one good point or interesting point are collecting societies. This is a problem for musical compositions on compositions. Here the people who are member of the GEMA, the collecting German Collecting Society for Music Works. If you are a member, you have a system of all or nothing. So you have to assign all the rights for future work and actual works to the GEMA, and then you are not able to give rights free under a Creative Commons license. So all members of GEMA are out of the Creative Commons system. So this is a practical problem. We can't find a solution inside the license, so we have to come in contact with the GEMA if perhaps we can change the system, which is not easy at all. For other collecting, some people know the GEMA, okay. But for other collecting societies, it's not the same. There is a licensing work by work, so you can decide for text, for example, if you put it under a Creative Commons license or if you choose to give it to a collecting society or some rights on that. Another point already mentioned is the international system. Is it favorable to have one license that fits all for all countries, or have it a bunch of licenses, have the German license for all over the world or only for the German jurisdiction? So I think there will be a lot of thoughts in the future about that. And last but not least, the public domain. There is no public domain in Germany except from the time limit. So 70 years after the death of the author, then a work is really in the public domain. But you are not allowed, you are not able to grant rights into the public domain like in the US. So we have to think about another system. One possibility could be that you give simple licenses to everybody without restrictions. Perhaps you have nearly the same effect. Everybody can use it, can modify it without restrictions. So that are problems we have to think about. And last but not least, what is a license without licenses? The IFROS members currently are drafting a GPL commentary about how the GPL is interpreted in German law. And we have a contract with O'Reilly Publishers, and they accepted a Creative Commons license, so this work will be covered by the license and give one example for all. And now we will hear from other examples. Thank you.